If you were diagnosed with lung cancer today, it would likely be caught too late, and a lack of specialist nurses could compromise your care, meaning there's only a 20% chance you'd be alive 5 years later. These are really confronting and grim statistics detailed in a new report out later today. Experts are calling for the federal government to fund a national screening program to help save 12,000 lives over the next 10 years. Professor Lucy Morgan is a respiratory physician and chair of the Lung Foundation Australia Board and our guest this morning. Professor Morgan, welcome.
Thanks, Patricia. Thanks for having me. Please excuse my croaky voice. It's a bit of an occupational hazard at the moment for a lung doctor.
Oh, I can imagine. These are really awful statistics. An Australian dies from lung cancer every hour. Why has this disease been left behind when it comes to funding and reform?
It's a really important question, Patricia. I think there's a whole lot of things going on here. Certainly, we don't find lung cancer early enough. I'm so sorry, because it's a very quiet disease until it's really quite almost too late. You can't examine your lungs in the same way that you can examine your breasts. But certainly, that's why we think a screening program would be so important. However, there's also an enormous amount of stigma associated with lung cancer, despite the fact that many, many Australians with lung cancer have never smoked.
Yeah, that's an interesting point because it is so closely associated with smoking. You're advocating for a national screening program. What treatment options are available if the cancer is caught early?
There are very effective treatment options available if we can find these cancers in a very early stage. I'm so sorry. But the effective options include surgery to cut a small lump out and radiotherapy to cure early stage lung cancers. The trouble is, unless they're very small and often have no symptoms at all, then it's too late for these effective treatments.
And you're addressing parliamentarians in Canberra tomorrow. What would you like to see funded in the October budget?
Goodness, if I've got enough voice, I'm hoping to convince the parliament that we need really three key things. We need lung cancer prevention and risk reduction. So that's about prevention policies and programs, including smoking cessation and tobacco control and healthy and safe workplaces and clean air. That's really important. We're also looking at lung cancer screening programs, a targeted program that would be national to diagnose Australians with lung cancer at a really early stage so that they can have their lives saved. And then we're looking particularly importantly at investing in specialist lung cancer nurses. We've got very, very small numbers of lung cancer nurses in Australia at the moment, one nurse for hundreds and hundreds of patients. And if we could just increase the number to 100 government-funded specialist lung cancer nurses over the next few years, then at least there'd be one lung cancer nurse for every 100 patients with lung cancer, just to be a navigator to help reduce the burden of travelling through the journey of having lung cancer. And we know that this would improve both the clinical outcomes, it would help people to live longer, but also to reduce the psychological burden that we know is so enormous for patients with lung cancer.
Professor Morgan, thank you for your time and I hope you get a bit better. I know you need a stronger voice to make that that argument. No reason to apologise. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, PK. Bye.
Professor Lucy Morgan is a respiratory physician and the chair of the Lung Foundation Australia Board. And you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.